Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift rolling on. Allie's first week coming to a close. The reviews are in. Everybody loves Allie Mack. So I get five text messages a day. Allie's awesome, man. Like, yeah, what about me? Nah, not quite.
Anyways. I'm sure that's not the case.
I saw a buddy of mine last night, and he's like, he comes up to me, and he goes, "You like the new chick?" And I was like, "What, at the club? We got a new girl working at the club? What are you talking about?" He's like, "No, on your show."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably one of, like, the three or four people I've known the longest in radio, so she's not really the new chick to me.
Right.
But, yeah, man.
Yeah. Reviews are in.
So, welcome, new chick.
Yay! Glad to hear it. I love being the new chick.
We'll have the – Allie's got a rookie report on hand for us coming up at 6:40. That'll be a lot of fun. More Falcons talk coming up at 7 o'clock. We also got Dyson Daniels later in the 8 o'clock hour, the most improved player in the NBA. And I'm going to ask him just straight off the top, like, what's the secret sauce?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, hey, man, just let's just go through the numbers real quick. A slight uptick in steals. You know, like
right, exactly. A
slight uptick in steals this year. What's the secret sauce been, man? But nonetheless, fun show so far. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Hopefully you're having fun on the way to work. And like I said, a lot of fun stuff to get through throughout the show. I'm playing in the Atlanta United media match later today. Against the advice of all my friends and doctors, but nonetheless,
you're Bo cackling.
I mean, I'm worried.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be sitting by the phone waiting for that call.
Yeah, well,
hey, Lindsay's got to get the kids. Can you? You think you could swing? Is there any way you could
it's a distinct
swing
possibility.
By and bring me, you know, pick me up from the hospital?
A distinct possibility. I will say, and we got to get to the front page. Yesterday, I'm like talking to Abe, Bo, and this is the most Abe conversation of all time.
Here
Abe's like, Abe, I'm like, hey, you know, and I asked Abe, I was like, do people fight over like playing in goal? Because I wouldn't mind playing goalie. And he's like, you don't need to be in goal. I was like, oh, yeah, why? Like, you know, you want me out in the field or like run around? You wouldn't do it right. I was like,
I'll tell you what.
And he's like, you know, I just don't see you as like, you know, getting off the ground fast enough. Are you going to die? Like, are you going to dive? And I was like, I told Alex this morning, but I was like, I'm not the person to like, you know, drop an NFL on you. But I'm like, Abe, just call, like, I used to literally be a professional athlete. I don't need you to sit here and question any type of lateral movement I'm going to be able to make. All right. I think I can handle myself, but.
I gotta ask Allie how much, because and I need you to put, how much do you know about Abe, Allie?
I've learned a lot this week, honestly.
She has. She's gotten the Abe corner as we've exited the building a couple times.
Abe is literally one of those people that professionally I know for sure that if I need anything, Abe, we're in a bind. Yeah, man, let me walk Chipper real quick. I got you. Like, Abe is one of the most. He is probably one of. Other than I put Mike Conti and myself on here, but we don't count. But Abe is one of the two most reliable people in that building that I know if we need anything, Abe will do it. That said, that's almost like, with all due respect for me, he is so elite in his own mind at everything.
he's so willing
to tell you
that
it's become a caricature of himself. Like, because he's like, you're like, man, how about what's that panda that does the plates? You know,
oh, the Red Panda.
Red Panda.
Yeah, Red Panda. Yeah. Abe's like, yeah, it's not that hard, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
All you got to do is, so if you read about it, you know, it's really just balance. Yeah. I mean, if you get the little yeah. rock motion on the unicycle, it's not that hard with your head.
Yeah, Abe's like the kind of guy that goes to Cirque du Soleil, and he's like, I mean, I see better stuff at Brook Run Park. You know, it's really not that, yeah. Not
so,
that difficult.
And Allie, I'll tell you this. If you want to understand Abe, if you want to know who he is, imagine growing up with a mother that's a judge and a dad that's a lawyer.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And
a lot of
that is why
that
Abe
old.
Is the contrarian, elite contrarian that he is.
Makes perfect sense.
All right, man. We got to hit the front page. Dylon, go for it.
Down to 12 seconds. Brunson holding. Knicks trying to wait till the end. Brunson puts up a three. Bang! Bang! Jalen Brunson hits the three.
Yeah, no wonder he is a clutch player of the year. The New York Knicks defeated the Detroit Pistons in Game 6. Of course, Jalen, as you just heard, hit a three-pointer, bringing the final score to 116-113. Up next, they're going to face the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson is a guy that, and I want to get Dylan's take on something here in a second about him, but two-time NCAA champion at Villanova. I mean, Mr. Clutch, he's been clutch. He was the decade player of the year in college, or player of the decade in that 2010 to 2020 era. The guy's been a stud his whole career. He does it again. There was also kind of a moment in that game where a little bit of for Malik Beasley, where he fumbles a pass literally at the end of the game, kind of that seals it, but. You know, Dylan, to me, Brunson was I don't want to discount what he did in Dallas, but they weren't even going to re-sign him, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
And now he goes to the Knicks, and he has a chance to put them into a series against. Oh, he put them in a series against Boston that has a chance to put them in their first conference finals since 2000.
Jalen Brunson has go back to your point. Let's go back to when Jalen Brunson was first signed by the Knicks. Everybody was talking about, oh, they overpaid for him. This small guard can't, you know, be the face of your team, this, that, and the third. Karl-Anthony Towns didn't do much of anything last night. Jalen Brunson put that team on his back, hit the big shot, comes up in big moments, battles through injuries. He's battling through an ankle injury right now. And to me, I just always remember back to that video of that was released, I think, earlier this year where it's back in the day and his dad has him at the park just doing these drills over and over and over again. That has trained him for these moments. And so Jalen Brunson, never too big. Moment is never too big for him. And, man, he just continues to show that he is the Knicks guy. Karl-Anthony Towns was at peace to help them get over the hump, but this is Jalen Brunson's team.
Yeah, that was absolutely huge last night. Now, also, Clippers beat the Denver Nuggets 111-105. And apparently, I love this, Tyronn Lue got the positivity going and called all the guys, he's the head coach, the day before the game to get the good vibes going. And, guys, it worked. James Harden scored 28 points, forcing a Game 7, and that is going to go down Saturday in Denver.
This has been the best series to me. Tyronn Lue's little positivity talk helped because someone finally got a clutch game out of James Harden in an elimination game in the playoffs, and especially with how just pathetic he kind of looked in Game 5. You know, this is a guy that hasn't really done a lot in those types of games. So this has been the best series. I'm excited for Saturday night's game because I think, you know, you're going to get the walking triple double. And I'm very interested in what Russell Westbrook comes with off the bench, maybe to help shut down his old buddy, James Harden.
Absolutely, Bo. And look, Tyronn Lue must have told James Harden where the fountain of the youth was, too, because it looked like James Harden got a glass of that the way he was cooking last night. I mean, that step back three was looking like how it was back when he was a MVP for Houston, and he was cooking. And Bogey hit a big three too as well, our old friend. He kind of hit that dagger three at the end of the game, so shout out to Bogey. But like Bo said, this series has been the best, and I'm almost sad it's going to end, but like Bo said, I am going to have my eyes glued to the TV on Saturday. And if I'm the Nuggets, Jokic, obviously the offense is going to run through him, but the keys to the game are going to be like, game 5 where Westbrook, like you said, Bo, did his thing off the bench. And Jamal Murray, he's got to have a big game too. He doesn't have to have 40, but he's got to go well too. Otherwise, the Nuggets could be in big trouble at home.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Did you guys see yesterday after the game too, James Harden? I think he played like 47 minutes. He's like yawning in the post-game presser. It's like, dude, it's so on brand.
Man, I was tired.
On a day where J.J. Redick's like, we got to get in championship shape. We got to get in playoff shape. You know, LeBron's like, I'm not even gonna talk on that. It's funny.
J.J. Redick had a wonderful way of blaming everything and everyone but himself.
Yeah, especially when he's all over multiple sports channels and they're calling, you know, he's saying he was a petulant child the way he managed that team through that round of basketball, man. Funny stuff.
Yeah, when Brian Windhorst calls you out,
yes,
it's normally not good. Well, this is the thing where J.J. Redick has he went out and he was on TV and he was the smartest guy on TV and he had no problem calling out people like Doc Rivers, deservedly so, but now you're going to reap what you sow.
Yeah, you definitely are. And real quick, 7:15 tonight, you'll get the Dodgers versus the Braves in another matchup between two what was preseason World Series favorites. You'll get Yamamoto, who, check this, has a 1.06 ERA versus Grant Holmes tonight. So important for the Braves to get that offense cranking, get runs when they can, man. Can't not hit runners in scoring position tonight. Be keeping our eyes locked on that game.